Hey everybody, it's your girl Flo, F-L-O, and you have tuned in to The Flo Experience. This is my weekly podcast, and I'm coming live and direct to you guys from the ATL. And as you know, like I said on my last podcast, I'm going to try to make certain that I, you know, am more frequent and consistent with my platform so that we stay engaged and you won't miss a moment of The Flo Experience. And so I also had mentioned last time that I'm going to start, you know, maybe using a little bit of tunes in the background. Just know that the tunes that I use is real music. I don't own the copyrights to this music at all. I guess I'll deal with that when it comes down the pipeline. However, I just kind of wanted to, you know, set the tone, give a little ambiance, you know, so it's not just dry and just me talking. A little flavor, you know, a little flavor. Never hurt nobody. And so, this podcast is going to be entitled, What in the Entire Hell? Okay? And I will get into what I mean by what in the entire hell here in just a moment. But before we get started, I just want to let you guys know that there are a couple of new things that I'm going to be venturing out into. If you follow me on Instagram, then you will notice that I have now incorporated my Instagram page as a business page. So join me on Instagram, flo.exp, and you'll see all the things that are currently new. I'm also getting ready to start branding a little bit more. So be on the lookout for new apparel. Wink, wink. Not going to give it all away just yet. You just have to keep rolling with your girl. You know what I'm saying? Just keep rolling with your girl. And, you know, and then also I've got a new Facebook page, The Flo Experience on Facebook. So, yeah, just follow me. Stay with me. Y'all been showing me so much love and I can't get enough. I'm so thankful and I'm so happy to be, you know, have you guys riding with me on this journey, which is a journey that I've been wanting to be on for a long time. Anyway, so let's get into what in the entire hell. As y'all know, I generally on my podcast don't do current events for a number of reasons. One, because there's enough gossipy platforms out here. And I'm not dissing it. It's just not my aesthetic, you know, for sure. Unless it's something that incorporates social justice in a way. Something that I feel that we should all be educated on, that we can definitely learn from, that we can kind of use to uplift ourselves. In that respect, then yeah, you know, I might touch on a few things. However, I'm still your girl, okay? And I'm gonna talk about it. I ain't gonna hold back this time. I just told my homegirl this is messy, but I don't care today. I'm gonna rap about it. Jussie Smollett. What in the entire hell? I mean, unless you're under a rock. And if you are, I will help you to understand exactly what in the entire hell is going on. So, originally, the brother initially claimed that he was attacked brutally. And he was attacked by two men who wore masks. He didn't see their faces. Allegedly, they, you know, used a bunch of racial slurs. They called him all kind of homophobic names. And the ultimate icing on the cake was the noose around the neck. Well, immediately that sent not only the LGBTQ community into an uproar, but it sent Black folks up into an uproar, because we've had enough. I mean, we've always been the target of systemic racism, physical, direct, blatant, and ridiculous racism. So for this to be something that he allegedly said happened to him, naturally, we were all pissed off and upset and ready to ride with this brother. like, ride with this brother, okay? Because, you know, come on. I even mentioned it on my last podcast about, you know, how love's in need of love. Because, you know, that's what the problem is. Like, we don't have any love and respect for individuals as human beings. Let alone, you know, what we look like and how we choose to love. Nobody respects that. You know, everybody's on their own little, has their own little idea as to what they feel like folks should be doing, looking like, acting like, or whatever, you know. But Black folks have always, and still are today, you know, been the brunt of that experience since the beginning of time. So for to now be coined a hoax, that he made this up, to even entertain the idea that he made this up, after all of the, you know, love and concern that was poured out to him, and then him getting on Good Morning America, you know, denouncing any notion that he would ever make something like this up. Like, you know, oh, who would do that? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then to be on this tyrant in these little small concerts that he was having, or shows that he was giving, or whatever was going on, where, you know, in one stance, it kind of made me feel like, nigga, please. He done got on stage and called himself the Black Tupac, no, or the Gay Tupac, or whatever he said. Yeah, that deserved two big fat ass slaps on the face. Okay? Don't be dragging that brother into none of this nonsense. He's gone. He's a legend. Let that be what that is. Anyway, I ain't gonna go down that rabbit hole. But it's just the point. You know, you're taking something really, really serious. If he did, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Shout out to DeBrat on Ricky Smiley. I've been riding with her since the very beginning of her career. That is her friend. She is choosing to stand by him. And you know what? I'm not going to, you know, dote on that. Because if it were my friend, somebody who I thought I truly knew and still do support and love, you know, you don't know where you would be with that. However, okay, that's DeBrat. Shout out to her. But I'm Flo. And I'm looking at it from a whole nother angle. Mainly because the evidence says so. Okay? First of all, you got these two brothers that are on camera that he specifically says, yes, I know for sure that these are the guys. These are the only two guys on that surveillance tape on the street at that time of night that he claimed this happened. So there were no other individuals to suspect or to even look for, first of all. Then he was extremely sure that that's who this was. And then come to find out they some brothers from Nigeria. Huh? That don't make sense, number one. Number two, according to the Chicago police, and again, you know, just riding on, you know, some of Brat's theories about the Chicago police, because we all know the Chicago police has done some dirty shit. You know, they've covered up a lot of crap. You know, they haven't been forthcoming and honest with a lot of their cases where young Black men have been murdered by them or otherwise. So, yeah, they're on a thin thread. But, you know, when you spend the man hours and the man and the dollars the way that they've done that to chase this person's down and to figure out what actually happened. Because this is probably right at the height of this city needing to have that heroic moment, because they've been, you know, full of shit all this time. What they've uncovered is that these are not only two Nigerian brothers who wouldn't be likely to do some crap like that to another brother, especially with the noose, but then to find the store where the rope, alleged rope, was purchased, and these two guys provide the receipt and say, yeah, we bought the rope because he paid us to do all of this. Why? What? You know, what is going on? So everybody's got the big question mark going on, right? And when you got a big question mark going on and you wondering why about stuff, you know, conversations and coffee table conversations start taking place. And in our day and age, coffee table is now Twitter. Okay. So I looked at my homeboy, Tariq Nasheed. Now, I rock with Tariq Nasheed. Okay. Because he'll tell it like it is. We don't always like what he has to say, but sometimes the truth hurts. And I do believe that, you know, the direction that he took it in made a lot of sense to me. And then there are some other theories that have come about that, because again, we don't honestly know. You know, everybody wants to allow this man to have his day in court, and rightfully so. He should, because that's just the right thing to do. Because at the end of the day, we only got what we got based on the media and the Chicago PD. So, you know, anyway. So if I get on Twitter and I look at Tariq Nasheed, and he kind of broke it down, brother. He broke it down. And sisters. And I'm just going to read exactly what I see on his thread. And, you know, you take that theory from there for yourself. But this is what he says. Number one, let me do a quick thread about this Jussie Smollett hoax. Because we need to ask questions about who else was involved in this hoax. I have always been critical of the deceptive tactics of the white LGBT community. Now, let me elaborate on that statement. This isn't a dig against our LGBT community directly. But let's just be honest. Most community or most outlet groups, especially politically driven in any kind of way, groups have an agenda. And a lot of times those agendas are orchestrated by white individuals. This just so happened to be the white LGBT community in reference to this situation. So just want to make that clear. This is not a dig against anyone based on the LGBTQ community. Not at all. But anyway, he goes on to say, now, as we know, Jussie has campaigned with Kamala Harris. She is the sister that is going to be out of California that's running for president. Kamala Harris was one of the people who authored the anti-lynching bill. Remember, he goes on to say, these people below are funded by certain groups with certain agendas that has nothing to do with helping ADOS, A-D-O-S. That's why whenever we bring up a black agenda, Camilla and Corey changes the subjects. Corey being Cory Booker. He's talking about Cory Booker. And what he's referencing about below are funded by certain groups, he attached an article that says three black U.S. senators introduced bill to make lynching a federal hate crime. So his sentiment is this, that anti-lynching bill that Kamala introduced snuck in some LGBT language at the last minute. The white LGBT community has always tried to attach themselves to the plight of black Americans to give this false impression that they have had comparative historic struggles. Then he posts another article. And it says, Staver, LGBT rights sneakily added to anti-lynching bill. Okay. His number four point after that attached article. Even white people called out the deceptive tactics of attaching LGBT language onto a bill that addressed the historic attacks on black citizens. People saw they were trying to use black suffering to push unrelated agendas that would benefit white society. Here's another attached article. It says anti-lynching. The Liberty Council claims federal apologies for lynching are being used to push unrelated political agendas. And those were, that last statement was in quotations, and it was an article by PR.Lockhart that was posted January 11, 2019. So I'm assuming this is a Caucasian contributor to this article that he posted. And then his fifth point on this was, after Jussie's quote-unquote attack, let me tell you, when he put that in quotes, I thought, He's bringing it home. He's trying to keep it real. But anyway, all these liberal Kamala Harris supporting media outlets kept going out of their way to use the term homophobic and racist attack. The fact that so many of them were using this same exact term suggests that this was a commissioned, that this was commissioned from the top level. Here is another attached article. Now, this is a thread that I'm reading, y'all, okay, on Tariq Nasheed's page. It's a thread, so, but it basically, the next article is a Vibe article. It says, op-ed, straight black men's silence on Jussie Smollett's homophobic and racist, whatever, attack. I didn't click on it to read it, but he's trying to give you evidence of every point that he's trying to make. The sixth point says, they used this Jussie hoax to pass this anti-lynching bill, and this is the first time in history that the white LGBT community has had an official document, in all caps is the next statement, giving them federal protections as an oppressed group like Black Americans. This lynching bill was a victory for the LGBT crowd. The next article says, Cory Booker pushes anti-lynching bill after Jussie Smollett incident. His seventh point and final point, it looks like, to this thread basically says, because Kamala's lynching bill, the white LGBT community can use this as a precedent to get even more federal rights and protection for themselves off the suffering of Black people. And it doesn't matter that Jussie's quote unquote attack was a hoax because the bill has passed already. Woo! Ciao. Let me tell you. See, it's hard to truly engulf yourself in political agendas because there are so many. And how do you comb through it all? I just found that his thread was interesting because it's amazing to see the lengths that folks will go through when it comes to getting what they want, however they get it. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, his points in his thread, although he's made some valid points and although he's provided some supporting arguments and articles, you know, you still really never know the truth unless you are engulfed in that circle of cest. Because it's a mess, you dig? And yes, it's a shame that any Caucasian community, I don't give a damn who you are or what you like, you do not get to ride on the backs of African American or Black suffrages to pass your agendas and your bills. Fuck that shit. Okay, because we still, to this day, every day, not only are we fighting systemic racism, not only are we consistently being discriminated against, not only are we still being lynched, not only has, you know, the police are still murdering us in the middle of the street like it's, you know, martial law, okay, we're still not technically free. And this has been going on for centuries. So it's unfair that you get rights to something that they never even considered for us. Like, why are we in 2019 just now passing bills like this? Give me a break. And, you know, this reminds me of my experience in the military as a recruiter because I worked in Bloomington, Indiana, and I had a little young white guy that was kind of working under me. He was to help me with my marketing and doing recruiting events and walking the campuses and just, you know, things like that. He was a special or PFC. He was a young guy. And he was a weekend warrior is what we call him in the National Guard because you only work one weekend a month. And he used to drive down to Bloomington from a little small town off in the middle of nowhere in Indiana. I can't even think of the name of the place. But the way that he described it, it was a place that only had maybe one or two stoplights. And if they had any serious issues in that neighborhood or place where he was, that the local sheriff would have to contact the next largest city for police help. Like, that's how small of a town that it was, okay? Now, mind you, I was in the military from 2000 to 2008. So within the last decade or so, you know, or a little bit more. And this was probably when I got to know him. This was probably around, was I married yet? Maybe around 2005, 2006, something like that, when he and I had this conversation. And he would just tell me about where he lived and where he came from. And he told me that he had done a high school report on the history of the town where he lived. And he had to go to his local library, if there is such a thing in that place. I don't know how they, you know, keep their historical records, but wherever that is and whatever that looks like, he had to go there for research. And he not only looked up the historical facts of the town, but he looked at the current laws of the town at the time. Now, mind you, we are in the millennium, okay? Should be well completely up out of you know, slavery, you would think, or, you know, Jim Crow. However, he went on to explain that what he researched and found in their historical documents for that place or that little town is that as of that time that he and I were having that conversation, that that place still legally had the right to hang folks that broke the law. See, that's when I learned that legal tactics were state regulated. You dig? So we're not too far removed from Jim Crow. It's still alive and well. I don't care what nobody says. All right. We got a little more technology, a little more freedom with, you know, things like that. We're still, you know, fighting for women's rights in the workforce. And that's still a struggle for a lot of people for in a lot of ways. But the workforce is going away. That shit ain't even, you know, I'm about done with being in corporate America. Hence all my little business endeavors with the Flow Experience. But, you know, we've gotten some progression, but, you know, come on. You know, we still want our 40 acres. And why not? You know, my big cousin got so over it with this country as a whole. He, you know, and his family upped and moved to Ecuador. He just didn't want to be involved with the state of the country anymore. And, you know, the plight of being a black man, on top of that, raising black children, not only in America, but he was in Cali. And, you know, they got the biggest gang in the United States in Cali called the LAPD, not the Bloods and the Crips. Don't get it twisted. Okay. But anyway, my point is he got tired of being here because of, you know, the history we're being lied to. He wanted to raise his children in a more free society, a more relaxed environment where he had more, you know, control over, you know, the information that they were being exposed to, things like that. Shout out to him. You know, that was a big leap, big step. And I'm with him, you know, and I'm willing to make those considerations. A lot of people want to leave this country. But what I know, okay, with my good militant ass about this country and who I am and where I come from, is that this country belonged to me. You dig? I may not be able to control how it's regulated, and I may not be able to have a lot of control over the laws that we are demanding and that we deserve, but I'm going to get a piece of the rock. I would love to have the entire rock, you know, because like I said, it's ours. But that requires strength in numbers. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to get what I can get out of this place before I head up out of here, because I deserve it. We deserve it. My children deserve it. It belongs to us. Okay? That's not an argument. That's not a request. It's not an ask. It belongs to us. You know, black people have been here since the very beginning, since the very first man migrated away from the motherland. Black folks came here just like they went everywhere else. Okay, so this has always been our country, no matter what, you know. But back to this Jesse. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, when you get yourself so high up in your ranks, when do you lose yourself? you know, they say more money, more problems, blah, blah. But when did you lose yourself? Like, I don't want to lose myself for the sake of, you know, success. It's just not, you know, I don't understand. I don't know. It's just a lot. And if there is a political agenda, shame on everybody involved. Shout out to Tariq Nasheed for calling foul on the play. Because, hey, it's foul. And then, you know, I listened to the police chief of Chicago. Of course, you all know that Jesse Smollett has been arrested. And he is now facing charges, felony charges. And the police chief spoke out in Chicago and he's pissed, you know. And again, I'm not riding on the police, especially in that particular city, because they got a lot of cleaning, house cleaning to do. You know, they got to answer for a lot of stuff. Police chief went on to say, you know, how Jesse, actually, this is their quote unquote theory or findings or whatever, or their evidence concludes thus far that he did this as a publicity stunt. Okay. That this was all a publicity stunt for him to earn more money. And, you know, which is somewhat separate from what Tariq Nasheed proposed, but there's always money involved. It says Chicago police say Smollett was charged with allegedly filing a false police report in relation to the alleged attack against him in January. Chicago detective suspect Empire actor Jesse Smollett filed a false police report when he said he was a victim of a racist homophobic attack in downtown Chicago. Police say Smollett is now officially a suspect in the case. Yeah, you know, it's just too bad, you know, that this bright, you know, star, because he's much further than, you know, a lot of people are, would ever be in a lifetime. And I'm looking at his photo now, and you can tell that, you know, he's got a lot to answer for. I can't explain what this expression on his face is really saying. Obviously, he's been crying and upset, stressed out, or whatever's going on. But it's just one of those things, man. Like, what leads you to do that? It says, according to the Chicago police official, Jesse Smollett wrote a fake letter and paid for the staged attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary. I cannot. If this is the case, and I keep, you know, circling around to that because, you know, I've been dissatisfied with my salary, okay, for years. Shit. For years. But what I'm not gonna do, you dig, is play around with no shit like this. Oh my God. It says that, you know, he staged the whole thing. This is just what these articles are saying. And yeah, because he was dissatisfied with his salary. He choreographed it all. And now, just as we would suspect, good old Donnie is chiming in. This is his moment. You know, you know, you've done so many wrong things, and Jesse, with if this is what you've done, you don't understand the intensity of how wrong this is. You can't, because for you to have thought this through and then carried it out, if this exactly is what you did, you clearly don't have a clue. Because now, of course, Trump is chiming in. You know, this is his shining freaking moment about fake news, you know. This totally discredits Black people when they complain about things and us being believed. This totally, you know, it's this Trump's reaction to Jussie Smollett case sparks wider discussion on hoaxes and hate crimes, which he ultimately is basically just saying, yeah, it happened to me. Look how many, you know, people tried to do whatever to me and blah, blah, blah. Whatever, bro. I can't with you anyway. Like, there's nothing you can say to clean your shit up either. And then, you know, Tariq Nasheed also made a point, you know, even though we are like demanding that he be held accountable in the event that this is something that he did do, he's also, making a valid point that, if we're going to be charging him with making false allegations, let's start with all these white folks that, you know, made false allegations up against, a lot of these Black people that were lynched. Like he said, since we are discussing Jussie Smollett, when will the same people address the fact that white people make so many false police reports against Black people? Lawmakers have proposed hate crime bills. Have they proposed hate crime bills for this customary practice? And then he posted an article, New York lawmaker proposed hate crime bill for dubious calls. You know, and then he goes on to just call out a bunch of, you know, contradictions and truths. You know, he doesn't need to be the only one that we, you know, hold accountable. You know, you've had for centuries white women that screamed rape, that, you know, got people killed, that said he looked at me, he whistled at me, you know, and I don't know. So listen, y'all, this has been 32 minutes. That's enough. Now look, Flow Experience. Make sure you follow me on IG, flo.exp. If you would like to chime in or send me a notice or send me an email, you can do that at theflowexperience19@gmail.com. You can now also follow me on Facebook, The Flow Experience. You know, I want to hear from you. I'm also looking for, like I said, I'm going to be doing some co-hosting with some folks on my Thursdays. I've got a couple folks that I'm already interested in having on board that have given me the green light. If you or someone else you know that you would like to hear get on this platform and rock it out, I'm your girl. But that takes me to the end of the show. Just want to say again, thank you so much for riding with me and being supportive. Shout out to my subscriber, my very first subscriber that I have had the pleasure of being notified, has now become a Flow Experience number one fan. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you. And this is your girl, Flo. Loving me, loving you. I'm out. And I